Hello?
Hello. Calling to speak with the person who handles online listings for Don Bartram. Is this the owner of the business I'm speaking with?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. My name is Doug. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you doing there today?
All right, Doug.
Well, good, good. Mm-hmm. I'm doing fine myself, thank you. A reason I've called, Local Splash is a data service provider to Google and Meta, Facebook, calling about placing its Crawley's PCO on the first page of Google and Bing for your categories in your area. I'm sure you use Google yourself from time to time.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. Research reasons generally.
Right,
maps,
right. So,
you know.
Right. So you've seen the little map that comes up on the screen has a short list of businesses attached. That's the local map section. Here at Local Splash, we place our clients there because we know 90% of revenue goes to those businesses. And we've called you today, and I do thank you for taking the call, because we have a first page position available there in the greater Belgrade area. We're calling through the area. We look for just one business. And once we found them, we close out the area. We do not work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. So you could see the benefit in that for your business?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, I see Belgrade is the business address. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
That is, this is a pest control business.
Right.
You know, That address is basically my home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a storefront.
But the important thing is you have an address, which, of course, Google always wants to see an address. How far out from that address do you typically work? How far out would you want people to find you?
Well, I've been in business for 24 years. I have a pretty good sizable clientele list here.
Mm-hmm.
After over 20 years of business, you're pretty well established.
Right.
So, you know, we service Belgrade, Manhattan, Churchill, Gateway, and Bozeman.
Oh, okay.
Which you know, is this, you know, within, you know, 20-mile kind of radius.
Right. And now the work you're doing, the clientele you currently have, is it primarily residential, commercial, or do you do it all?
You know, primarily residential. We do commercials as well.
I see. Do you have a preference?
Oh, you got to have a good mixture of all that. You really do.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know that much about the details of pest control, but I do know that we would be able to, you know, see to it that you had a steady stream of new clients coming your way. Would be anybody in your area that is just looking for pest control but was not looking specifically for you. They would find you on that first page as a top recommended option and call you directly. Do you feel you could handle more business when we get people calling you?
Yes and no. Okay. We're not a big business. It's family operated. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Owned and operated. And it's just, there's three of us that are field workers, technicians. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we get really busy.
right.
You know, we just started a new database system here with the business, and you know, we're connected to House Call Pros now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're filling the database up. You know, and respectively, I can see right now, this early in the spring, there is 72 jobs, open invoices, all right? So Yeah, we don't ever turn people down on pest control services, but sometimes, you know, people call in when they got a problem and they don't really think proactively on, you know, keeping a problem from coming. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to be able to get to a, you know, I need service yesterday.
Yes. They wait until the bees are starting to come through the interior walls.
I've seen that too many times, sir.
Yes, yes. They can hear the buzzing, but until they see the bees, they don't call.
Yeah.
I hear that.
You know, you just get abundant of rental properties, and you know, the renter, they don't care. They didn't walk around the outside and see building maintenance. They just pay their rent and go to work every day, you know. Also is an issue. Yeah.
Well, the way we work is we would work very closely with your keywords and search terms so that you would get calls from people you would want to work with. And but the way we work is we do just we charge a flat rate on a monthly basis, and that's regardless of the number of calls you get. If I may ask, are you currently in a contract with House Call Pros?
Yeah. We're still in the, we have a grace period. Okay. Like I said, we've just been in the House Call Pros now for 2 weeks. Okay. And you know, what we have seen and what we've been enduring, and learning, we really like it. And, you know, as far as how the software works, we're enjoying it. It's been very satisfying. My son, who is, you know, he's at an age where, you know, this is right up their alley. You know, they're little thumb dexters all the time, and the way things flow. He's like, why haven't we done this so much earlier?
Yeah, that's what we do is we give, you know, our clients, they call it a dashboard, and, they can, keep track of, you know, calls and keep track of results. And, the beauty of this is it's based on, people who like to just pick up the phone and take calls and people who like to really deep dive down into it. If I may ask one other question about the, House Call Pros, are they doing SEO for you, search engine optimization? Do you know?
No, not right off. It's still pretty new to me. You know, my son Bridger, he's always, you know, he's really dabbling into the depths of everything. And, you know, I think there is that ability on there that we have, you know, with every one of those applications, those database things, they all have a lot of functions, and some of them we may never use.
I understand.
And I think that is probably one of them where it's AI reach out. Based on zip codes, and it'll do it automatically for you. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. We haven't ventured into that yet, just because, you know, we are established. We have a very healthy annual service list that we can always count on. But, you know, but we are, you know, we don't turn anybody down on needing the service. But for right now, we haven't really been going out in the avenue of trying to pull in more business. Just trying to manage and streamline what we have already is really what we are focusing on right now.
I see. And that's what this other business is doing for you?
Yeah, it is. It's building that database for new clients and old clients, and and history and everything, which is working so far. Like I say, we've only been in it for a couple of weeks now, and we do like what it is performing. It isn't anything less than what they've are, you know, when we jumped on board, you know, with the Zoom calls and everything and witnessed and seen, and the support team has been fantastic.
I see. So, if you did want to, you know, take on SEO, which is search engine optimization, basically all it does is it guarantees that, that when people are looking for services in your area, they will find you on the first page of their Google search, that little map that comes up on the screen. Do you feel that is something that you would want to explore at this time?
It could be. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you like the service, is this something that you would make the decision about, or do you have?
That would be me. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be me. And, you know, it all kind of boils down to how much does the subscription cost? How long are you tied into it? The bottom lines of everything.
Because looking at, you know, all things considered here, I just one other thing is I see a Yelp listing as well. Is that something you actively maintain, or is that just something that...
Nope. We do not actively maintain it. It's just, I think, another search engine that...
Yeah, some people are very, you know, some people are paying Yelp, and then other people, it's just, you know, they're up on Yelp. So that's why I wanted to mention that. It looks to me like you would be a very good fit for what we do. Particularly since you don't have anyone else doing SEO, it sounds like you have someone who is working on managing what you're doing, that we would, you know, also be able to help with, and we could do it all at a flat rate on a monthly basis. In fact, what I would do is I would recommend that we do an established business rate with you. What I'd like to do, and it is Don I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes, Don. Sir. I assume, but then I also realize it's good sometimes not to assume. What I'd like to do is get my director on the line. They'll have the price for you. They can also give you some specific details on what we're offering. If you like what you hear and the price is fair, do you feel you could move forward with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's always something to consider. You know?
Okay. Okay. That's certainly fair enough. And I've left, you know, some notes here on what it is you're looking for and what you already have that you're working with. And I also took a quick look at your email. Website. Now, is that website something you set up yourself, or did someone set that up for you?
Oh, somebody set it up for us, and I'm not really all that happy with it, but it is something.
I wasn't going to say anything because, you know, you never know. I was going to say it's very basic.
Right.
And so that's something else that I'm going to have Andy get her on the line, and that's something else you may want to ask Andy about, because that's something else that we can also see about helping you with. It's been a real pleasure talking with you, Don.
That was something with House Call Pros. They have an individual that as well that is interested in developing a web page.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get Andy on the line. He can also talk to you about that. Take me just a moment here.
All right.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for